Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson for drum and bass production, focused on a very specific jungle trick I want you to start treating like an instrument, the sub-sign as arrangement and effects. The title is Heatwave, Sub-sign Arrange for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple to say, but really satisfying to execute. We're going to build a controlled, evolving sub that breathes with your break, creates that humid late-night pressure, and still stays clean, not muddy, not stereo wobbly, not why did my master just disappear. This is not make a sign and loop it. This is. The fundamental stays boring and stable, and the audible layers do the storytelling. That's the whole philosophy. Alright, let's set the session up so the sub behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle sweet spot, 160 to 172 BPM. I'm usually around 165 to 170 for this kind of roller feel. On your master, drop a spectrum temporarily. We're going to use it like a flashlight, not like a crutch, just to verify what's happening down low. Now create three groups so we can route and automate cleanly. One called drums for your breaks and tops, one called bass for your mid and sub, and one called atmos for pads, effects, vocals, whatever you've got. The reason is, the sub's going to sidechain to the drums, and we want that routing to stay stable even as we add more elements later. Now let's build the actual sub-sign instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it sub-sign. Load operator. In operator, oscillator should be a sine wave. Keep it simple. Set voices to 1 and make sure you're in mono behavior. Add a little glide, because jungle often feels better when the sub doesn't click between notes. Try 40 to 90 milliseconds. You don't want it to turn into a portamento lead. You just want the transitions to feel liquid. Now the amp envelope. Attack basically 0. But not necessarily absolute zero. Somewhere between 0 and 3 milliseconds is fine. Decay around 300 milliseconds is a good starting point. For sustain, you've got a creative choice. If you want tight sub hits that speak and get out of the way, pull sustain down really low, even to minus infinity. If you want held notes, keep sustain up a bit, but you'll need tighter sidechain and tighter filtering later. Release, 50 to 120 milliseconds. The point is, no clicks, but still controlled. Now the MIDI, and this is where the advanced part begins, because the sub arrangement is more important than the sub sound. Write your sub to follow the root of your bass phrase, but simplify it. Fewer note changes than your mid bass. If your mid is busy, the sub should be boring on purpose. I want you to pick a sub home note early and commit. In jungle, constant key changes in the sub don't read as jazzy, they read as messy. The room is tuned to something, usually the tonic, sometimes the dominant. Let most of the sub's time live there, with short departures for tension. And here's a big coach note. Control note length as much as level. The perception of weight often comes from how long the sign is allowed to speak between drum hits. When the break gets dense, shorten the notes. When it opens up, let the sub breathe longer. You can do that entirely in MIDI, without touching a single FX knob. Cool. Now let's protect the low end and your headroom. After operator, at EQ 8, put a high pass filter at 20 to 25 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's not removing bass. That's removing useless rumble that eats headroom and makes limiters work harder for no reason. Optionally, if your kick or your break has a fundamental that's fighting your sub, you can add a very small bell dip somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz. Don't carve a cannon. 1 to 3 dB is often plenty. Now add utility after EQ 8. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. Yes, for real. If your version of Live's utility gives you a bass mono option, set mono below around 120 Hz. And pull the gain down to start, like minus 6 dB, just to keep headroom while we build. At this point, if you hit play, your sub should be clean, stable, and kind of plain. Perfect, that's what we want. Next, the breathing. We need the sub to bounce with the break without vanishing. Add a compressor on the sub-sign track. Enable sidechain. Choose the drums group as the input, or your main break track if you want more direct control. Starting settings, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. The attack time matters. If it's too fast, the sub gets erased and the groove feels weak. If it's too slow, the kick and sub will smear together. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. And I want you to treat release like groove, not like a technical parameter. If the duck recovers late, the sob feels lazy. If it recovers too fast, it flams against the kick. Adjust it while listening to the shuffle of the break. Set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. Softish knee if you want smoother movement. Now for the more heat wave feeling, we can add a tiny bit of tremolo style shaping. Drop an auto pan after the compressor. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes a volume shaper instead of panning. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. For classic rolling movement, try 1/8, amount 10 to 25%, and keep the shape closer to sine for subtle motion. If you go squarish, it becomes gaity and aggressive. Sometimes that's cool, but for deep jungle atmosphere, subtle usually wins. A great approach is combining light compressor ducking with a tiny tremolo. The compressor clears space, the tremolo adds life. Now we build the signature piece, the Heatwave sub rack. This is where we get translation and atmosphere without destroying the low end. Add an audio effect rack on the subsigning track and name it Heatwave SUB rack. Inside it, make 3 chains. First chain, sub clean. This is the foundation, and it should stay stable bar to bar. On sub clean, put EQ8 with that high pass at 20 to 25 Hz. Then add saturator. Set it to soft sine mode. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on, lightly. Then trim the output so you're not accidentally getting louder and thinking it's better. After that, put utility with width at 0% as final safety. Second chain, heat harm. This is for harmonics that make the bass audible on small speakers, and for the shimmer movement. Important rule, this chain does not add low end. So first, EQ8 with a high pass at about 90 to 130 Hz, steep slope, 24 dB per octave, that's the firewall. Then a saturator, and here you can push it. 4 to 10 dB of drive, until you can actually hear it on smaller playback. Turn color on. After that, add chorus ensemble. Keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 20%. Rate 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width maybe 70 to 120%. Mix 10 to 25%. Then a utility at the end. And you can widen ear, like 120 to 160%, because we already removed the lows. The shimmer lives up here, not down in the sub. Third chain. Ghost air. This is barely their atmosphere, not a reese, not a pad. Think humidity. Start with a Q8 high pass at 250 to 400 Hz. Then hybrid reverb. Choose hall or shimmer if you keep it subtle. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut 300 Hz and up. Mix 5 to 12%. Keep it quiet. After that, add an auto filter low pass around 6 to 10 kHz to remove fizz, and optionally use a tiny envelope amount for motion. Now map your macros, because we're about to arrange with this thing. Macro 1. Sub-level, map to utility gain on SUB clean. Macro 2, duck, map to the compressor threshold. Macro 3, heat, map to saturator drive on heat harm. Macro 4, shimmer, map to chorus amount or rate. Macro 5, air, map to hybrid reverb mix. Macro 6, low tight, map to that optional low dip frequency or gain, if you need it. Now we do the actual Heatwave technique, sub as atmosphere through arrangement. Here's a blueprint you can steal for a 32-bar roller. Bar is 1 through 9, intro, no sub. Atmos and hints of the break. Let the room set up. Bars 9 through 17, build, introduce heat harm quietly. No true sub yet. This is a huge pro move. You're implying bass without actually loading the low end. Bar 17, drop 1. Bring in the full sub, but don't max it. Save something. Bars 25 through 33. The Heatwave lift. Sub intensity rises via automation. Bars 33 through 49. Breakdown. Remove the fundamental. Keep ghost harmonics and air. Bar 49. Drop 2. Sub returns heavier and tighter, with less air. Now the three key automations you should do basically every time. First, sub level. In drop 1, keep it slightly restrained. Then, at the end of a phrase, like the last two bars before a fill, push it up by maybe half a dB to 1.5 dB. Immediately after the fill, pull it back a touch. This creates the feeling of pressurizing without just turning it up. Second, duck. In busier break sections, increase ducking slightly to keep the groove clean. In halftime moments or sparse fills, reduce ducking so the sub feels huge. Remember, timing matters more than amount, so adjust release if the bounce feels late or early. Third, heat and shimmer. Automate them up into transitions with 4 to 8 bar ramps, then cut them back right on the downbeat of the drop. Contrast equals impact. The ear hears the drop as cleaner and heavier, even if the sub isn't actually louder. Now an advanced micro move that's absolute gold. In the last half bar before a drop, automate heat up slightly, while SUB level goes down slightly. Then on the drop, flip it, sub up, heat down. It feels like the room inhales, then the sub hits. It's psychological, but it works. Let's glue it to the drums, because jungle is drum-first music. The sub has to respect the break on your drums group. Add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or very low, because we already have dedicated sub. Then check if your break has big low thump. If it does, decide who's king in that 50 to 78C zone. The break or the sub. If you want the sub to own it, gently cut the break around 50 to 80 Hz by 1 to 3 dB, or high pass the break around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. The rule is, either the break supplies thud or the sub does, but don't let both dominate the same exact pocket. Now translation and phase sanity checks. On the master, look at spectrum. Your fundamental will often sit around 43 to 55 Hz for notes like F to G, or 55 to 65 Hz for A to C. We're not worshipping numbers, we're confirming stability. You want a consistent anchor, not a random blob. Do a mono check. Temporarily set a utility on the master to width 0%. Make sure your harmonics don't vanish. If they collapse, your chorus or modulation is too aggressive or you need to rebalance the harmonic chain. Also, bypass the heat harm chain entirely. The drop should still work. If it doesn't, you've accidentally made the harmonics do the heavy lifting and the sub is too weak or too overducked. And a practical one, listen quietly. If you can't still feel the bass movement at low volume, your sub arrangement is too static. Fix the story, not the loudness. Let's cover common mistakes fast, because these are the ones that ruin otherwise great tracks. Derivo sub. If you widen below about 120 Hz, you invite phase weirdness and you lose energy in clubs. Keep it mono.